just wanna go where the grass is green in another land and another dream right outside my window.
More of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Type.
And I'm Bonnie North. The Wisconsin band Dead Horses played this song, Kickapoo Creek, the last time they joined us in the studio. That was shortly after the release of their last album, Cartoon Moon. The album garnered national praise, and it earned the band 3 Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards this spring, including Album of the Year.
It has been a relatively quiet summer for the group, which calls Milwaukee its home after starting in Oshkosh years ago. But that's about to change. They release a single today ahead of another album on the way, and they'll play a show at Turner Hall next Friday before hitting the road on a national tour. So we invited them back to play for us. Singer and guitarist Sarah Voss takes the microphone on behalf of the band today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having us.
So the last time we spoke, Cartoon Moon was just coming out. It was really warmly received, not just in this studio, but in general. What did you take from how that album turned out and how it was received?
I think the fact that we had kind of moved forward with adding percussion to our record and not having fiddle and kind of stepping a little bit further away from the bluegrass scene that we had been in, but still incorporating. There's a lot of mandolin on the record, and it's still got great bluegrass influence. But I think that I was a little bit nervous at the time how it would be received by the people that know us, and very encouraged by the fact that they did receive it well and that we have the type of fan base that is willing to kind of move with us as we progress and try new things.
Well, and I imagine it also has the effect of raising the bar a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and actually we have been working on new material, which we're going to play one of the new songs today. Yeah, as we've been working on that material, I've thought about it in comparison to Cartoon Moon, and I guess as an artist, I'm trying not to compare it too much. I think that can be kind of detrimental to the creative process.
But at some level, I would imagine as artists, you have to. I mean, you know, when you write a new song or record a new song or release a new song or a new album or whatever, it's a little like, you know, putting yourself out there and saying, you know, I hope you still like me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do feel that way.
I guess it's the direction to go in, though, to keep raising the bar, because otherwise, you know, you have to be strategic and put out, you know, a couple of cruddy albums every once in a while just to ratchet things back a little bit.
It's interesting how that works, though, because, you know, even artists, like even like someone like Paul Simon, you know, like I could disagree with you very much. You could think this was a horrible record of his. I could think it's his best. And I think just being the type of band that releases, that has a long history of recording and releasing material, that's just a goal that I've always had and very happy to move in that direction.
You do, as you say, have this new single, which you're going to play for us in a few minutes, but I guess I wanted to talk a little bit more generally for a few minutes.
Cool.
Yet. This is a pretty, I don't know that I'm making anything up here. This is a bizarre time to be alive.
For everybody, this is true.
How is your creativity affected by the kinds of things that we're all kind of exposed to in 2017?
Very, very much. I think my creativity, I think what I'm putting out is a reflection of both, something that I feel very, like something that's very close to me and something that's happening inside of me that is hard to maybe express. But it's also a reflection of how I see those around me reacting to it. And one of the best parts about being involved in this project has been traveling and talking with people. And we get to talk with all different kinds of people in different social classes and in different scenes. And sometimes it's just even living in Milwaukee, like driving outside of the city, driving through some of the neighborhoods, I feel very influenced by the things that I see on the street. So, I would say, and especially the new material, I think is a little bit more blatant about my opinions, about what we're seeing happening in the world. And, you know, it's something where I hope to not offend anybody, but at the same time, it's authentic and it's true to what I think and how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's interesting to think about when you're on a stage or even just when someone has one of your albums. I mean, everybody brings their own set of experiences. You have this group of people that might not ever otherwise be together in the same room for any other reason.
Yes, that's very true. And I think generally, a lot of the audiences we're in front of are pretty progressive. Generally, those are the types of people that support the kind of arts that we're involved in, at least at this point. But I know, like, last spring we were on tour with Elephant Revival, and we played in this beautiful theater in Colorado. And we played our set, and then we ran out to sell our merch and stuff. And this woman came up to me, and she totally yelled at me for being political. And I had not said anything very direct. I had mentioned the election because it was only a few months after. And she told me there's no place for that in folk music. And I said to her, you and I have very different opinions about what folk music is. I mean, grassroots movements in this country have largely been moved by folk music. That is what folk music is.
I wonder if
is.
She took Pete Seeger to task.
Yeah, right. I should have suggested a lot of listening for her. But you know what I think it was? I think she felt excluded. And I think she felt like she was probably the only person in the room who didn't agree. And I can certainly sympathize with that. You know?
I know Cartoon Moon spoke pretty strongly to the connection you feel with the land, the natural world. I wonder if that kind of feeling seems more important than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's similar to writing. Like, my writing process, I'm starting to realize, is really, it's a practice, as is for me spending time in nature. It's just something that I do. Just even we've been home a little bit more this summer, and even in Milwaukee, just driving out of the city or in the city walking around is just something that feeds me, keeps me healthy.
The trees have no idea who's president or what's
going on.
Or do they,
Mitch? Do they? I don't know.
All right. So what can you tell us about this newest song that is, as we're having this conversation, just about to come out?
Sure. Well, ironically, this is a song that I actually wrote like years ago. So pre-Cartoon Moon, I wrote this, but it was something we had just kind of played and worked on off and on. It always kind of brings me back. You know, songs can remind you of feelings that you've had or places or people or things that you've experienced. And I remember particularly, and I'll still go there in my head when we play this, being somewhere in northern Wisconsin at someone's cabin in the winter and sitting in the living room, and kind of, I was still working out this song. And and that's kind of the sentiment, I suppose.
It sounds like, you know, not being a musician, you sort of bring to mind, it must almost be like looking at old photo albums for you.
Absolutely. That's very true.
So this is called Turntable?
Yep. Should we play it?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. In the arms of a lover, in the arms of your son, do you lay your breath heavy or not anyone? Won't you sit for a while, won't you rest yourself? You know it ain't such a shame to have lost yourself. You know it ain't such a shame to have lost yourself. Sacred sins and all your dirty lies. And I ride and I ride and I ride and I ride. I keep riding even when I don't know why. I keep riding even when I don't know why. Oh, she said if my heart were a turntable, my soul the needle. Oh, said if my heart were a turntable, in my belly was a speaker and my soul the needle. The flowers blue. where the trees stretch and wrap themselves around you, and they fill you up till you don't know what to do. On a winter's night when everything is new. On a winter's night when everything is new.
Hear the sustain. Dead Horses with Turntable in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us in, Mitch.
You know, I don't know what it is, but I think you must have some secret key that makes me feel good about life.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Do I understand correctly? You're releasing this on vinyl.
Correct. Yeah,
which makes sense given the subject matter.
Turntable, yeah, and it's a 45 actually, which is pretty cool too. So it'll have this song, and then we went and recorded a B-side song for it as well, and it's a song called Water, which we released like years and years ago that we kind of revamped and kind of did a new way. So.
Well, I was thinking about this because, this is the A side, and there are not a lot of bands out there that are thinking in terms of A sides and B sides anymore.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, though. It's definitely kind of come back into play for a lot of bands, and you're recording on tape or you're going through a tape player, but it's still being digitalized. But there is this awesome lush sound that comes with that.
I was going to ask if there was something really, if you really enjoyed something about being analog in a more digital world.
It's more than just ones and zeros, you know. It's we joke about other things being analog too. Like, I don't know, whenever something is more like true to form, I think we call it analog. But
what brings you the most joy about your life and music right now?
Ooh, Mitch, your questions are great. I've been looking forward to talking with you. What brings me the most joy about actually playing, about being my life with music?
Yeah.
Playing music, number one, for sure. I would also say being a part of a project where I'm working with other people, with my bandmates, with our manager, with our booking agents, publicists. Like, it's pretty neat that it's a team effort and something I think that is fulfilling. It's like something I think I knew all along that I wanted to be a part of something like that. The traveling is also way up there on the list. Getting to see parts of the country, and we're still driving everywhere. So when we go coast to coast, you know, in a 2-month period, we're literally seeing a lot. And with the traveling also, the people, of course, it's such a wonderful education. And I feel just very blessed to have been able to do it and to keep doing it.
What do you think you absorb during that connective tissue, the time between, you know, you leave Milwaukee and you get to Fargo or wherever?
Well, not much on that drive, Mitch.
A lot of dirt.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, and I love just looking out the window. And we all usually just put earbuds in and either sometimes we'll watch Fargo, the show Fargo, we've watched a lot of that, or listen to music and just stare out the window. And I think it's kind of a meditative time. As well as sometimes having bonding moments where we're just talking about stuff.
It's cool when you can be an adult and really look forward to the road trip that
way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to go back to the song you just played for a minute because you had said something while you were warming up that I thought was a throwaway line, and and I was willing to laugh it off. There was a reference you made to it being almost like rapping.
Yeah.
And actually, I sat there and listened to it, and I said, I could buy that, actually.
Yeah. You could turn it into the hip. I'll let you do the hip hop version, Mitch.
We need our turntable for that, though.
Yeah, exactly. Even perfect. Yeah, or even better. I think the rhythm when I composed it was pretty different. It was a little more folksy and slower. But as it progressed with the band and as we collaborated, especially adding drums, I think the tempo picked up. And then I remember approaching it at that point, like, if we do it that too much faster, I really will be rapping. So I think where we found it was a happy medium of where it's kind of close to that, where I am, it's kind of a mouthful, but it's fun to do. And it has like emphasis on certain syllables. I think Ryan Adams does that a lot in his songs, where I've tried to cover them and he's singing so fast, but it's pretty admirable. It's pretty cool, I think.
So you said, that was a song you wrote a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The B-side, Water, is also one of your older songs. Do you feel like you now have this freedom with where you are to go back and revisit the warehouse, if you will?
Yeah. And I think we've always, it's interesting because I do write a lot, and I'd say the majority of the songs I write don't really go anywhere. And then it's interesting to see, though, how some of the songs will stick around. And 3 years later, I'll still be kind of doodling around with this song. So that's kind of cool. As far as bringing back songs, we've always talked about even like doing like an EP where we reinvent songs. And I think we're not quite comfortable. Like, we haven't been around quite long enough maybe to do that. But the song Water, which is going to be the B-side on this 45, is one that we have continued to play live, yet we don't have it really out on a record that we're currently selling. So this was just kind of a great opportunity to put that out.
So do you have a turntable?
Yeah, of course, Mitch.
Well, so, okay. So the original question I was going to ask, though, is your record collection.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in need of a fix, what is the record you go to most often?
Nick Drake. Nick Drake is kind of my go-to home, you know, record that I'll pull out. But there's a few others. Paul Simon, Graceland. Big fan of that, too.
Much different sounding records.
Yeah, that's true. Townes Van Sant is also one of my favorites to listen to on vinyl.
Well, Sarah and the rest of you, thank you all so much. Best of luck. Congratulations on the new single. And come back and see us again soon.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
And I don't know how I got to be lost inside the steep blue sea.
Dead Horses playing Water. That's the flip side to their single Turntable, which comes out today. They'll play shows this Saturday night in Stoughton and next Friday night at Turner Hall before hitting the road out of Wisconsin for a while. Our studio session was engineered by Jason Reavy.
I don't know how life got this way. Pushing on, fighting every day. Taking pills, doing what they say.
lost inside this deep blue sea. Sitting under the old oak tree, singing.